Hi, I'm Jaden.
I'm Darcy.
And I'm Lucilla.
Welcome back to our show called It's Debatable, where we plan to give you a kid's perspective on the world and debate critical issues for kids, by kids. So what's the hot topic for today, Darcy?
Electric toothbrushes are better than manual toothbrushes. I agree with this statement. Don't we all like using motorised things? Electric toothbrushes do an efficient job cleaning your teeth, and you can get them to the very back of your gum.
I'm against you, Darcy, I'm afraid. What if you're on a camping trip and you're doing the old-fashioned way of camping, sleeping under the stars in your sleeping bag? What if you bring along your electric toothbrush, but it needs to be charged, because it's flat? You don't have any power out there, so how are you going to charge it? You can't.
It can be used as a manual toothbrush, Jaden.
I know, but Dad has one and he said it doesn't work real well.
Oh well.
Well, in my opinion, I'm with you, Darcy. I'm all for electric toothbrushes. Not only are they fun, they are efficient. My dad has an electric toothbrush and it looks like so much fun. Right now, I am using a manual toothbrush, but every time I brush my teeth, my gum bleeds. Electric toothbrushes are gentle and good for people with sensitive gums.
But that's the whole reason why you shouldn't get one, Lucilla. If you don't know how to use an electric toothbrush properly, it can start to wear away your gums and you'll be more prone to gum disease.
If you are like me and you don't like brushing your teeth, you need an electric toothbrush. When you are brushing your teeth with a manual toothbrush, you don't even know how long you are brushing for. But when you are using an electric toothbrush, it automatically sets a timer of 2 minutes for you.
Yeah, my dad has one, and I should know because it automatically sets a 2 minute timer and then shuts off.
Electric toothbrushes are way too expensive. First, you have to buy the handpiece, which is up to 5 times more expensive than a manual toothbrush. And then you have to pay for the heads, which can be the price of a regular toothbrush.
But it is said that electric toothbrushes decrease the amount of plaque that builds up on your teeth.
But if you do a thorough brush, then you could even out those odds.
Electric toothbrushes are better for people with limited mobility.
I just have one big question. What happened to good old-fashioned manual labour? I'm sorry, I might not be using those words quite right, but is the world just becoming more lazy?
No, I don't think so. They're just getting better.
But electric toothbrushes are less wasteful because you don't need to throw away the whole thing like you have to for a manual toothbrush.
But say your old electric toothbrush broke and you're in the middle of nowhere and you need a toothbrush and there's a petrol station there. They're most likely to sell a manual toothbrush rather than an electric one.
People are more focused when brushing their teeth with an electric toothbrush because they are focused on what they are doing.
But when you have a manual toothbrush, you've got different types of heads, like soft head or a hard head, and you've got smaller or larger heads too.
But Jaden, your wrist can start to hurt whilst brushing your teeth with a manual toothbrush, and that's why you got an electric toothbrush.
Okay, I admit, maybe electric toothbrushes are the way of the future.
So we won?
Yes, but let's stay in the present right now. That's it from It's Debatable.
Bye!